One of the ways we at the Village Church make connections with our congregation and community is through our weekly newsletter, eConnections. It's sent out by email and includes all kinds of information about upcoming events, ShellPoint Television Channel 13 programming schedules, ways to submit prayer requests, and more. If you do email and would like to receive eConnections, contact the church office. And if you'd like to receive a paper copy of the eConnections, call us and we'll make sure you receive it. In each of our eConnections, I offer a brief pastoral message. Often it will address a contemporary issue that we are all facing, or will highlight one of our ministries or teaching series. But it always has an encouraging biblical theme. We're happy to provide a televised version of that pastoral message. We hope you enjoy them. And now, here is this issue's pastoral message from eConnections. This is the eConnections message for Thursday, September 25th. It's entitled, The Seed of the Church. Acts 8:1 says, And they were all scattered throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria. It seems that the devil cannot catch a break. Oh, don't misunderstand. The devil wreaks havoc all the time. He incites humans through deception and temptation to reject God and His ways, all of which leads to destruction. But sometimes he just overplays his hand. Take Jesus, for instance. God incarnate, the Son of God in the flesh, shows up on the stage of history, and immediately the devil tries to misdirect him. But the temptation fails. So Satan goes back to the drawing board and concocts the ultimate final solution. He will infuse the religious authorities with such hatred toward this upstart rabbi and employ the Roman consorts to carry out the evil deed and execute this firebrand, and that will be that. But the enemy of our souls misunderstood whom he was dealing with. This was God incarnate, the sinless God-man. And God raised him from the dead. He conquered sin and death and saved everyone who would ever believe in him from sin. Oh, daft! Now what to do? Well, if he couldn't get Jesus, he would get his followers. He would turn his hate and wickedness on the fledgling church, and so he did. He had one of their leaders, Stephen, killed, and he so persecuted the church that they scattered. Acts 8 again, and there arose on that day a great persecution against the church in Jerusalem, and they were all scattered throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria. And it turns out that the persecuted church spread far beyond Palestine and far beyond the Jewish communities. Acts 11 says, Now those who were scattered traveled as far as Phoenicia and Cyprus and Antioch, some of them men of Cyprus and Cyrene, who on coming to Antioch spoke to the Hellenists also, preaching the Lord Jesus. And the hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number who believed turned to the Lord. From there, well, the rest is history. The gospel exploded all over the known world within a generation. The devil unleashed the greatest missionary movement up to that time in history. I believe we're seeing the same phenomenon today. A fully committed Jesus follower, whose overriding concern was to be faithful to the will of God, was gunned down by a deceived, Satan-influenced pawn in a spiritual battle. All the devil wanted to do was silence a man who told the truth to those who opposed him, always with respect and grace. He was an existential threat to the satanic program to deceive an entire generation, so he had to be taken out, and so he was. But who would have imagined what happened next? Within 10 days or so, 100,000 souls would gather for a five-hour worship service in which the gospel was preached repeatedly by some of the most unlikely evangelists. A service in which hundreds committed themselves to follow Jesus. And that such events would proliferate in dozens of similar vigils and events, not just in the United States, but across the world, from Europe all the way to Korea. Tertullian, an early church father, was perhaps the first to coin the phrase, "The blood of the martyrs is the seed of the church." And indeed it is. Charlie Kirk didn't ask to be struck down. But as one who knew Charlie said, if he knew that his death would mean that thousands of men and women would come to faith in Christ, he would have volunteered to take the bullet. This has been a tragic, yet momentous couple of weeks. Tragic for all the obvious reasons, but momentous for the unexpected spiritual fruit. May we all pray that Charlie's death will indeed be a turning point for millions who need to know that only Jesus is the answer to every human need. His will be done. Thanks for listening. I'm Pastor Andy.